Christmas Stories for Kids, read by Sophie Lee, Mark Mitchell, Kim Lardner, and Jane Clifton.
Once there was a little child. You know her, I believe. She lived at the Plaza Hotel in New York. Here's who she is.
It's me, Eloise!
It's Christmas Eve. With a blizzard outside, it's 4 below 0 or more. But inside the plaza, we're cozy and warm, in our rooms on the tippy top floor. We're Skippity, who is my turtle, and Weenie, who is my dog, Nanny, my mostly companion, and me, and the blazing Yuletide log. Then it's dash away jingle to hear Nanny say, "Do mind the tree, my dear. I'd rather you didn't come into this closet. I'm hiding the presents in here." You can hear Nanny say, "Oh, tinkles and skinkles of fun. It's Christmas. Christmas, Christmas Eve. Oh, my, there's a lot to be done." I agree with her. While Nanny is filling the stockings, I shout out loud and clear, "I must go down to the lobby to spread some Christmas cheer." And Nanny says, "Of course, of course, of course you must, my dear." Then I jingle out to the elevator. Should see the lobby. You absolutely can't get near it. There are all these people roaming around, filled with the Christmas spirit. And then it's zippity jingle and dash away ping. Hang holly and berries in all the halls, tie tassels on all the thermostats, and write Merry Christmas on all of the walls. Then it's zippity jingle and dash away tingle to shout loud and clear, "It's me, Eloise, Nanny dear." You can hear Nanny say, "Put the peppermint sticks over there with the cookies and fruities and do, oh, do, oh, do get on with all your Christmas duties. Now who in the whole wide world could be sending American beauties? They're a kind of rose that's rather nice to receive. I have quite a bit of trimming, for it's Christmas Eve tonight. Trim tinkles and drinkles and skinkles of glass. Trim everything in sight. We hang everything on our Christmas tree. Ornaments big and bright, and all of these sparkling icicles and twirling balls of white. I always hang a star on top with angels in between.